time for our weekly discussion with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership. Over the past few weeks, Dr. Husing has been reviewing the performance of the various economic sectors in the Inland Empire in 2014 and forecasting the IE's likely economic growth in 2015. This morning, Dr. Husing talks about one of his favorite sectors of the IE economy, trucking, shipping, warehouses, all of those consolidated industries known as logistics.
The logistics sector has been consistently the strongest growing piece of our economic base. In 2012, it added 25% of all the jobs created in the Inland Empire.
Logistics.
Direct.
Wow. This is logistics and what are they calling them now? Fulfillment centers.
It's a combination of fulfillment centers, wholesale trade, where the goods are held and then supplied across the country as they're needed. It's the trucking companies that move the cargo. It is that whole network. That whole network, as I said, added 25% of our jobs in 2012. 2013, it added 19%, and that was a year when we added over 50,000 jobs. 2014, we added over 50,000 jobs again. It was 20%. Now, this is not the fact that that sector also drives the population-serving sectors, because the money coming in from logistics ends up also being spent in grocery stores and hairstylists and people taking care of lawns and local banks and all of that.
What's about the median income of logistics jobs?
The median income in logistics is almost exactly $44,000.
Huh? Not bad.
Yeah, it's a very good paying sector. There's a lot of people attack that number. And I look at them as people who just don't want to believe that the sector does as well as it does. Specifically, they say, oh, but there's all these high-end, high-paying jobs in that sector. That sector is almost entirely made up of people who grew up in the sector, even at the leadership levels. Mm. When I go talk to somebody who owns one, who runs a trucking company or owns a trucking company, they almost all started out driving a truck. Mm. When I talk about people who are in the upper echelons of management in warehousing, almost all of them started out on the floor in warehousing and worked their way up. It's the interesting thing to me is with that $44,000 median income, when you look at the jobs, 83% of all of the people who are working in the sector are in jobs requiring high school or less.
Okay.
So nobody can tell me when you've got 83% of the people in jobs paying that have high school or less that this is not benefiting people of high school or less, because the median is 50% above, 50% below. 83% of the people in the sector are in high school or less. A lot of them are above the median. And this is a controversy that will continue on because there are, as we have talked about repeatedly, people who for a variety of reasons just don't like this sector. Unfortunately, it is the most propelling sector in our economy because we have natural competitive advantages for it, and those competitive advantages are a good reason why the economy has been allowed to expand.
Is e-commerce, the growth in e-commerce, going to have an effect on this sector?
Major effect for several reasons. One, e-commerce is only up to a little under 7% of U.S. retail trade.
Huh.
The long-term forecast is it will hit at least a third.
A lot of growth coming
soon. So a huge amount of growth in the future. And I ask my audiences, who out here has not purchase something online for Christmas last year, and there's usually one or two old geezers like me that in fact raise their hand. But other than that, the fact is that's what we're doing now. And it is creating a demand for logistics facilities, and the kind of place you've got to put them is where there's room for them. Mm. And it's in the Inland Empire. Ultimately, it'll be in the Inland Empire in the deserts. Mm. But that is where it goes.
Dr. Husing will continue with his assessment of the IE economy next week at this time. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments of Dr. Husing's 2015 economic forecast at our website, kvcrnews.org. We've got an easy search function at the website. Just type in John Husing into the search bar, and past week's segments will be available on demand.